listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. We've been discussing ways to bring the Christmas spirit into your home this month, and there is really no better way than through spiritual or uplifting music. Recently, Brigham Young University's female a cappella group Noteworthy released a music video featuring their beautiful voices singing the touching spiritual song, Amazing Grace. Well, in just a matter of weeks, the video has well over 4 million views on YouTube and has been inspiring and comforting people all over the world. Noteworthy is an immensely talented group of 9 females and their fearless male leader, Keith Evans. They have appeared on NBC's hit a cappella competition, The Sing Off, as well as performed in several venues and were crowned the ICCA champions. We have Keith and Janae in studio today. Thank you so much for joining us. First, guys, just tell me the history of the group and how you guys got together.
So Noteworthy was founded back in 2004 by a BYU student named Esther Yoder, who really wished she could be in Vocal Point. But Vocal Point's an all-male group, yes. And so she was kind of out of luck. So she said, why don't I just make kind of a female equivalent of Vocal Point? And so she did. She held auditions, and they started in 2004. And that group has existed kind of as an unofficial entity at BYU or as a club until 2014, just last year, when Noteworthy was officially adopted into the university as a class and an official performing ensemble.
So besides hanging out with a bunch of beautiful girls, how did you get involved with Noteworthy?
I was a member of Vocal Point from 2008 to 2013. And I learned a lot of kind of the skills that are needed to not only perform in an a cappella group, but how to run an a cappella group and direct it as well. And so when Noteworthy was officially adopted, some representatives from the university came to me and said, hey, would you like to apply to be the director of Noteworthy? And I said, oh, that would be great.
Okay, well, the music video has been a huge success. How did that idea come to be?
Well, actually, our director, Keith, early on last year was like, I want to reach out to more denominations than just the LDS church because, you know, we are a Christian church. We do believe a lot of the same things as other people. And so we wanted to reach out to them. And so Keith had this great idea of doing kind of a vamped up version of Amazing Grace with some percussion and some cool ideas in the river. And we were all just on board from the second we heard it. And it's just been really cool.
The music video has been a huge success. And what do the lyrics mean to you?
The lyrics, the lyrics are a really good indication of not necessarily like how powerless we are as mortals, but how powerful Jesus is, and how much he loves us, how much he does for us. The third verse of our arrangement I actually wrote because as I was looking through all of the different versions and the various verses, I felt like there was one that was there was something missing in the verses that are already there that I wanted to kind of add my own voice to how I feel about Jesus's grace. And so the third verse was written by me to kind of hopefully complement and add to the overall narrative that Christ loves us and never gives up on us.
What effect do you think it has on people when they hear the song and you guys particularly singing it?
I think it's had a pretty large effect. I just the other day was in the library of the school and some boy came up to me and said, oh my gosh, you're a part of that group, that song. He was like, I shared it with my converts for my mission. And he's like, the people of Russia just love you. Like they were just so touched. And
you're an international star.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like we have so many people just even on campus who come up to me, strangers who I don't know how they know me, but they just are, they're so affected. And they're like, I shared it with everyone I know. And like, I've bought it and I have the sheet music. And they're just so like, they can feel Christ's love through us, which I think is so amazing that we get to be a part of that opportunity.
Why do you guys love to sing?
Oh, gosh. I love to hear them sing, probably for the same reason that I love to sing. It's a way to express yourself in a way that words don't quite pull it off. There's a poeticness. Phrase that people use. Music is what feelings sound like. Mm. And I feel that way when I sing and when I hear really good, talented performers sing as well. I am able to tap into emotions and a level of the spirit that I can't with just words.
Do you feel like this project in particular was a really special one? It was different than some of the other projects that you've done?
Yeah, I'd say so. There was definitely a very strong spirit there. While we were filming, we had a couple bumps along the way, but for some reason that just didn't seem to bother me at all. I was just like, I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to have this opportunity that so very few people, I feel, get, especially at this age. So.
It's also really cool. I mean, Noteworthy's repertoire is pretty expansive. We try to do all sorts of different genres, but attacking this project, one where we really had the main focus of helping people feel the spirit, not just be entertained in general, really gave us a stronger sense of purpose as we went about the project.
And where can people watch it?
It's available. I mean, it's on YouTube is, I think, the main avenue. It's the – and the on our Facebook page, we've got social media that, you know, we've also reposted it. But you can also just do a Google search, Noteworthy Amazing Grace, and you'll find it. It's been shared by all sorts of people, all sorts of websites, mommy bloggers, kind of all over the place.
Thank you so much for being here, guys. We really appreciate it. And definitely check it out if you haven't already. Well, the quote of the day comes from Elder Russell M. Nelson, and he said, "Through music, we raise our voices in powerful praise and prayer. Hymns provide a pattern of worship that is pleasing to God. He taught us that through the prophet Joseph Smith to praise the Lord with singing, with music, and with a prayer of praise and thanksgiving." I'm Jennifer Stack. Thank you so much for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.